Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 325, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart. And what follows, Psalter 325, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 24, the verses 29 through 58. And afterwards from the confession of faith, Article number 6. Genesis 24, the verses 29 through 58. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For he have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abram's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants, and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, I will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for the camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give the camels drink also. So I drank, And she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto a son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abram's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with them, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that ye shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, as seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Thus far the scripture reading. From the Confession of Faith, Article 6, the difference between the canonical and apocryphal books. We distinguish these sacred books from the apocryphal, namely, the third and fourth book of Esdras, the books of Tobias, Judith, Wisdom, Jesus, Sirach, Barak, the appendix to the book of Esther, the song of the three children in the furnace, the history of Susanna, of Bel, and the dragon, the prayer of Manasses, and the two books of the Maccabees, all of which the church may read and take instruction from, so far as they agree with the canonical books. But they are far from having such power and efficacy as that we may from their testimony confirm any point of faith or of the Christian religion, much less to detract from the authority of the other sacred books. Let us ask the Lord for a blessing. Most merciful God of the heavens and of the earth, Then thou grantest in thy providence that for the second time on this holy day of rest, that the doors of thy house have been opened, a portion of the congregation has entered through those doors, and now by renewal, then we attempt to open our unclean lips and draw nigh unto thy throne and come with all our blessings, with our needs, with our desires, and with our sins. Lord, may it please thee to remember each and every one of us, and may it please thee to grant a little bewilderment of thy goodness, that we may stand, that we may still sit in thy church, that we may still have a place upon the earth, that the sun may still arise upon us and our children, that we are in that precious day of grace. And Lord, then by renewal, then we commend our young people unto thee, those that have stood in thy house and have made a solemn oath, unable of themselves to fulfill that oath, but may it have been with sincerity, with a desire, and looking unto the living God. And may that oath bring them oftentimes on their knees at thy throne, begging thee for thy help, that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, that thou may make them a rich blessing, that they may be in the inner chamber with the needs of their soul, for their timely needs, for the needs of the congregation. May they be an example for young and old. Lord, we all need to become a living member of that living church, of that living King. Then we humbly ask thee, may thy word be used and blessed in this hour to that end, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, that they may be stopped, that they may be turned, that they may be enlightened, that as beggars at the throne of grace, they may be given to cry unto thee and to taste the sweet things of the Lord, and to be taught that we need a Savior for our soul, a surety for our guilt. Lord, thou hast promised to work from generation to generation. May it please thee then in this hour to convert our little children, to convert our youth, to convert the middle-aged, and to convert the elderly ones amongst us, Lord. Then it may still be declared how that thou convertest thy people, and that is surely for a purpose, that is for the coming of thy kingdom. May that purpose be realized in a special way in this day and in this afternoon, Lord, where thou hast begun. Wilt thou grant further instruction? May there be Rebekahs in our midst in this afternoon, with those living desires for thee and for thy righteousness. Oh, those Rebekahs, they need instruction, they need encouragement. And wilt thou make room for that only name given under heaven, and then the exercises shall become different. Then those Rebekah shall desire that greater Isaac may be declared in his names, in his natures, in his states, in his offices, and in his benefits. Wilt thou remember thy children? Wilt thou grant more that tender, that close, that dependent life to need thee for everything? Lord, then thy church has reasons to smite himself upon the breast. To that end, may it please thee to grant a revival in the midst of us and our children. The times, they are so dark and they are so solemn. Thou art speaking in a special way, and all, Lord, thou knowest that thou can come with the greatest judgments upon the world. But if thou doth not come with thy spirit, then we remain the same. We shall even harden our heart. It is written and recorded in thy holy word in the latter days, when thou shalt send great judgments upon the earth, and they repented not. O Lord, may we not be included in that number, but that under thy solemn speaking, we may be found more in our knees, more a confession of our guilt, a repentance, and a need for the true work of thy Holy Spirit. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church, those in prison, tormented for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? Wilt thou grant the strengthening of their faith, that they may be given to look upon the King who has declared, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Wilt thou remember mission work, our mission field? Remember thy servants, the team. May the labors be richly blessed. Remember the established churches. Remember the theological school, the instructors, the students, with their studies in him, who may speak an edifying word. By renewal, we remember the many special temporal needs. Remember the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Continue to uphold and remember them. Remember all of our elderly ones, those that may still go in and out. What a privilege that it is in our old age, when we may still do so. Remember those that are more bound. Remember in the Bethesda, with those that may lovingly care for them. Remember the afflicted ones, O Lord. Do remember the old mother in the hospital. May it please thee to bless the means, that she may be spared, that she may be healed. Remember her together with her dear husband, above all things, to save their never-dying souls. Lord, may it please thee in this afternoon to anoint with fresh oil from above, that with joy and liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord, and that it may be felt and experienced that there are empty vessels, that there are Rebekahs amongst us. Wilt thou go from bench to bench, from chair to chair, from dwelling to dwelling, and from heart to heart? Wilt thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance? May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 304, the first five stanzas. Oh, give the Lord wholehearted praise. To him thanksgiving I will bring. With all his people I will raise my voice and of his glory sing. And what follows, Psalter 304, the first five stanzas.
Thank you.
in this afternoon hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, namely Genesis 24, the verses 29 through 58, and we shall read verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Our text words speak of Eliezer winning the heart of Rebekah for Isaac with four thoughts. In the first place, Eliezer brought to Rebekah's home. Secondly, Eliezer glorifying his master and son. Thirdly, Eliezer relating the Lord's wonderful providence. And fourthly, Eliezer receiving a confirming answer. Eliezer winning the heart of Rebekah for Isaac. Eliezer brought to Rebekah's home. Eliezer glorifying his master and son. Eliezer relating the Lord's wonderful providence. And Eliezer receiving a confirming answer. Thus first, Eliezer brought to Rebekah's home. Beloved congregation, we have already heard wonderful things out of this chapter. And then you can remember then in the first place as history for the instruction for us and our children and also for our young people. In the second place as a beautiful type that the Lord holds with his church. Because then you can remember, children, that Abram is a type of the Father. Isaac of a son, Jesus Christ. And Eliezer, a type of the Holy Spirit. And then in this chapter, then we must also consider, because in the life of Rebekah, then there are clear signs of the tender fear of the Lord. Thus Rebekah, as a type of the bride that is wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. And now the question is, are there still a few Rebekahs in our midst exercised with the things of the Lord, with those living desires, hungering and thirsting for righteousness? Because when the Lord works, then that people can find their life in the Scriptures. And also in this chapter. And then for those Rebekahs to examine how far they may come. What a blessing it is when in a congregation, there may still be those weeping Rebekahs sometime in church. So difficult to refrain ourselves when there are those Rebekahs that are listening with such a holy attention, just like sponges. And maybe then in this afternoon, than there is a Rebecca. Oh, not without hope have tasted of the good things of the Lord, but that they have to confess, because we have heard different things of Rebecca. Oh, that she was fair. And now what do those true Rebeccas learn? Oh, maybe formerly it is a blessing, young people, when the Lord may keep us from the things of the world, that an Absalom does not steal our heart, and that we are not swayed by the kisses of the world. Still a privilege, when we may have a tender conscience, not enough to appear before our Maker, but when the greater Eliezer begins to work and he uncovers us, oh, then we learn, then all our fairness disappears, and then we shall do our best, oh, to improve, to rectify, and to repent. But now it is the work of the greater Eliezer, the Holy Spirit, to uncover more and more. That is the lamentation of those true Rebeccas, that they learn that they are not fair, but they learn what sinners they are, and many fears how they can ever be saved. Oh, of a Rebecca we have heard that she was a virgin. I hope, young people, that you may keep for marriage what belongs to marriage. And may it not be the fear when marriages do not go so well to trace it back how it has begun. Trust not in your own strength. Young people, speak of these things together and set bounds and ask for the Lord's blessing. But now for those true Rebeccas. Oh, then they learn that they are not a virgin, not virgin ears, perhaps given the ear to worldly music, and that Absalom has stole her heart. Oh, boys and girls, what a blessing when the Lord may take early possession of our little hearts to keep us from much sin and much trouble. And nevertheless, when the Spirit uncovers, oh, concerning those virgin ears, eyes, perhaps look and looked at matters what we ought not to look at, you can broaden it out. Feet that have went places, also in the way of technology where we do not belong. Ah, those Rebeccas, then how they cry and how they sigh that they are not fair, that they are not virgins, and also that they are so black. We have said our type and our chapter is only faint. It is not a perfect example, because in the first place, of course, Rebecca, that is the wonderful thing of creation, male and female, that when Rebecca grew up, it was her desire to receive a husband. But all the Rebeccas who have been counseled about in the Council of Peace, in our deep fallen Adam, we have turned our back upon the Lord. There is none that in truth. Oh, it is still a blessing when we may have a tender conscience, and that we may be given to beg the Lord. Oh, still a certain jealousy of that people of God, still impressions of death and eternity. We have heard of Ittai, that he has spoken of death and life for how many in our midst, that after life there is maybe a period, maybe, I hope so, still some thoughts and convictions concerning eternity. Thus by nature, there is not one that is waiting and seeking for the Lord. How is that with us, congregation? Then those Rebeccas, then they can be so troubled whether they have truly been sought out, or whether the Lord has truly begun. If they could only be assured, oh, of course, when the Lord comes over, because in the moment of regeneration, then the Spirit implants those graces of faith, hope, and love in those souls. Then they may receive hope, they may receive courage. But all we have said, they learn that they are not so fair. They learn that they are black, and with all their efforts, becoming blacker still. Are there a few such Rebeccas? And we have said the type is not perfect, because that Rebecca had no debt, no outstanding debt. But those true Rebeccas, oh, they are laboring and struggling with that heavily high debt before the highest majesty, before a just and good-doing God. Oh, are there such black Rebeccas? Oh, to say it simply, the blacker the bride may learn herself to be, and the greater debt, the more necessary and precious that greater Isaac becomes, and the more he shall be glorified. Oh, that greater Isaac, what a dowry he has paid. He was willing to go to the cross, to hang between the heavens and between the earth. No place for the Son of God, that those Rebeccas may be saved. And now it is very clear and evident in this chapter, different marks of the true and tender fear of the Lord. That is what those true Rebeccas desire to hear, that they may hear their heart declared. We have heard that Rebecca, that she has come as a daughter to the well with her pitcher. Oh, that is also a beautiful type for those true Rebeccas. They come with their empty pitcher. Oh, there comes a time, oh, in the beginning, they hope to earn their salvation. But what a privilege it is when those Rebeccas, when they may come to the well of God's house with empty vessels, and that they may return to their dwellings with something in it, the same as Ruth on the field of Boaz, and that during the week they may be given to meditate and taste thereof. And then as the week goes on, that their vessel is emptied by renewal, and that the coming Sabbath day they may come with their empty vessel again. Then we can understand when those daughters have come to the well, that already in the distance, that they have looked at that well to see how busy it is and how long they shall have to wait. Can compare it when the borders were still open, maybe children, you have went with your parents across the border. And then as you have come closer to the border, what did you look at? How long the lineup was and how long you would have to wait. Thus then we can understand that for those daughters, that they have looked in the distance, how many people and how many camels there were. And that Rebecca, that in the distance, that she has seen all those camels, perhaps disappointed that she would have to wait so long. But let us remember, boys and girls, when we think of that word, disappointment, that is a long word. If you picture it in your mind and you change that D into an H and split the word into two, then you have his appointment, a God's appointment. That was also in the life of Rebecca that she has experienced. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. And then it is clear, as she has come closer to the well, because we have heard it, an Eliezer, he has bowed his knees, thanking the Lord for his mercies, and asking the Lord that his way may be prospered. And then we have heard it in verse 15, before he had done speaking, that Rebekah has come. Thus then surely, then a Rebekah, then she has seen that old Eliezer on his knees. And then when they have met, cannot be different, that she had a deep impression, that it was one that served the living God. And that is now a mark of grace. I read in 1 John 5, verse 1, that when the Lord begets, that we receive such a love for those that are begotten. How evident in the choice of Ruth, in Ruth 1, verse 16, and also in the choice of Ittai, with that vehement desire, that he may remain and that he may fight under the banner of King David. And undoubtedly, it was all in the providence of the Lord. But we have heard of wonderful things. Oh, that Rebecca, that she has given Eliezer to drink, and also given the camels to drink. We have heard, what an enormous task that was, to satisfy those thirsty camels. But oh, when the Lord works, especially when we are young, then we are given to see such a blessedness in that true people of God. Then it can be our desire, oh, a privilege, When girls may babysit, when boys may labor, when we may believe there is a child of God. It can even be because when the Lord works, then it is also that we are exercised with death and with the judgments of the Lord and account, and because of our guilt, that it can be in our thoughts, if there may now be true children of God present, then fire shall not come down from heaven to consume me. Then it can be when we go to a place, not a wicked place, but in our calling, that we can look whether there is a true child of God, because then we think we are safe. And now do we not find in Rebecca, because to satisfy those thirsty camels, do I not read in Matthew 10, verse 42, of those that may give a cup of cold water to a saint, that it shall be rewarded. And to that end, undoubtedly, Rebecca, with an impression that Eliezer was one that served the true Lord, the true God, and therefore a desire, even a love for the animals of that Eliezer. And now the wonderful providence of the Lord. Then we read in verse 21 that it is especially mentioned, and the man wondering at her held his peace. What a blessing it is when the Lord grants unto a child of God that there may be a little wondering, because it can be so still and it can be so cold, but that there may be to be given to be wonder the wonderful providence of the Lord. And even more so, Eliezer, he has asked a special, a remarkable request from his God. It is true. Each time he says, my master Abram, but very evident that old Eliezer, that the Lord has magnified his grace and a close life, and how wonderfully the Lord has answered and the Lord has provided. It was a considerable time that it has taken Rebecca to water those camels. Then it cannot be different, that out of the corner of her eye that she has looked at that Eliezer as a servant of the Most High, and then it cannot be different, because when the Lord grants something of that wondering, then the tears shall begin to flow. What a blessed place for Eliezer. And that wonder is only becoming greater when he was given to see that daughter, that she became not weary, but that she has continued to go to the well and to empty that pitcher for those large 10 thirsty camels. How is it with us concerning the providence? No, it is not Isaac, but when the Lord works, then we shall experience the God of providence in special and remarkable ways. And then there can be such a wondering that we are begiven to wonder that the Lord still is dealings with a sinner as I am. On the other hand, congregation, let us not make providential deliverances and answers upon prayer by itself a foundation for eternity. We need to become that black Rebecca, an impression of our sins, of our guilt, before the Most High Majesty. Nevertheless, for guilty Rebeccas, oh, what an encouragement when they may be given to see the Lord's special and remarkable hand, answers upon prayer. And then it cannot be different, that it shall be as with that Eliezer, that they are given to be wonder. Can be at the time, sometime the Lord also leads his child back, that at the time it takes place, there is not that be wondering, but that people are so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. And when it may take place, that they may be led back, what the Lord has done, then it can be that in the night watches, there are songs in the night. And now we have heard it the last time, that upon that wandering, there was humility and there was adoration, because we read, and the man bowed his head and worshipped the Lord. Then the church cannot bow low enough. And then he was given to praise. And then he has said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abram, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Oh, then a Rebecca has seen it. Oh, for a Rebecca, the wonderful works of the Lord. And then upon that worshiping, then we read, and the damsel ran. That is a word in the original, the same word that we find in 1 Samuel 3, when the Lord has called Samuel when he was laying in his bed, boys and girls. Then we read that Samuel did not have to be called two times, but that he ran. And that word means to go like a dart. And why has Rebecca, why has she now run so swiftly? Oh, in the first place, then she was given to see that old servant, that he was given to worship. Oh, then for Rebecca, we can understand her desires and her prayers, that in the Lord's providence and in the Lord's favor, that is necessary, young people, in the Lord's providence and in the Lord's favor, and perhaps receive the hope that one has come from afar, from Abram, because he has said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abram, that she has undoubtedly received a hope that perhaps it would be the way that she would receive a husband. And then when she was given to see that that servant is worshipped, oh, then undoubtedly she was given to be wonder and a desire to tell it. Oh, undoubtedly, maybe a concern for her parents. I hope, young people, that you also think of your parents, because with the watering of those camels, she has stayed away a long time. And now we read that she ran, and the damsel ran and told him of her mother's house these things. Then we read that she has run to her mother. Oh, undoubtedly, as she wanted the counsel first of mother. What a blessing it is, parents, mothers and daughters, when there may be that close relationship and that bond has to be formed when your children are young, round about God's word, together at the throne of grace. Thus Rebecca desired to ask counsel of her mother, and a desire to relate of the wonderful things of the Lord, but to run because she has been away from the home much longer than usual because of her watering the camels. And now we read, and Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. Let us first sing. Psalter 362, the stanzas 2 and 3. I wait for God the Lord and on his word. My hope relies. My soul still waits and looks unto the Lord till light arise. And what follows, 362, 2 and 3. Thank you. when we read in verse 27 that Eliezer said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abram, then it cannot be proven, because in verse 45 with that first prayer, he has said it was spoken in his heart. Nevertheless, many times, especially in the Orient, they have prayed out loudly. Thus, at this moment, then Rebecca, she has experienced wonderful things, but she had very little knowledge of the servant of Abram and of Isaac, perhaps none. Is that not a type when the Lord begins to work, that they know so little, but they have experienced wonderful things? And now we read that Rebecca has run away. What that must have been for Eliezer. When he has prayed, bowed his knees, received such an encouragement, and then he has opened his eyes, and Rebecca was gone. And then an Eliezer had to wait for her to return. Are there waiting souls in my midst? Experienced wonderful things, given to believe that it was of the Lord, and now it has become so still. Can also be in the life of parents, what a blessing it is when our children, when we may see tokens, a tender conscience, a hope that the Lord is working. And then sometime it can become so still. And then the question whether only common convictions or whether the Lord has truly begun. And then what an eager looking there can be and a hoping that indeed it was a beginning from the Lord, all for Eliezer, given to wonder, and then a Rebecca has disappeared. And now we read that her brother Laban, he went out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, that's the reason why he went to the well, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebecca, his sister, saying. Thus then we first read of Laban, the first of the gifts, and then of the message. Then maybe there are some that think there you have Laban with a covetous heart, that he went out to the well to see the man because of the gifts, because that is what we read first. But let us be careful to judge too quickly and too harshly. And it is true, later we read, when Jacob has labored for Laban, that it was true. But how is it with us? Concerning the means of grace and coming to the house of God. Is it in the first place for the Word of God? Or are there also other reasons maybe not even wrong, for our young men, our young daughters, to see a daughter and young man that perhaps may become their future spouse. May you be given to seek it for those that come faithfully to God's house, even to ask for true Rebecca. Nevertheless, when we consider Laban, first that he has seen the gifts, and then to hear the words of a sister, thus spake the man unto me, and he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels of the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Lord in capital letters, Jehovah. I am that I am. It is true. In Exodus 6 verse 2, it is implied, we read, that the full meaning of that name was not known unto the inhabitants of the earth in the first ages. And nevertheless, the personal name that is only given to the true and the living God. Then it is also true of the dwellers in Haran that they had a knowledge of worshiping of the living God, but they also had their idols. If we read later, when Jacob has fled with his wives, then Rachel has taken a teraphim, thus that people in Haran, they worshiped the living God, and they also had an idol. Oh, then by renewal, then we do not have to cast stones. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. What an idols we can have when we are under the truth, and an idol is something that we love, that we trust, and that we worship more than the living God. Oh, then each and every one of us has no reason to place himself above Laban. And Laban was not ashamed of the Lord. Then he was given to see. He has taken over the testimony of a sister. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? Oh, are there those that stand without? Those that have no name? Wherefore standest thou without? Are there not those precious invitations in the Scripture? Where those true Rebekahs, where their heart is laid open, where their life is declared? Those precious invitations of come, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. For I am God and none else. Isaiah 45 verse 22. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. For those true Rebekahs, it is true, spoken to Eliezer, but what a word for those true Rebekahs, who many times are so afraid to include themselves, because they are not so fair. They learn that they are so black. But oh, what a precious word. Wherefore standest thou without? Has the prophet not said in Jeremiah 8 verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Wherefore is the health of the daughter of my people not healed? Ah, for those true Rebekahs, there is such a rich and such a precious bridegroom, do we not read in Hebrews 7, verse 25, that he saveth to the uttermost? Where standest thou without concerning our types? Then Eliezer is a type of the Holy Spirit. And now, in the moment of regeneration, then that Spirit takes habitation in the heart of such a soul. But many times, and then it is necessary for the child of God to examine themselves why it is so still when the Spirit is grieved because of our idols, that the inner chamber is empty, slothfulness concerning the means of grace. Then it is necessary, when it becomes still, that such a one is given to ask, why standest thou without? No, that does not mean once the Spirit takes habitation in the heart of a sinner, then the Spirit shall never leave. But concerning the special influences, and concerning those special works, then it can become so still. Wherefore standest thou without? For he have prepared the house and room for the camels. O Eliezer was not left at that well after he was given to humbly worship and bless his God, the God of his master Abram. And so the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Do we not read thereof in Psalm 138, verse 8, and Philippians 1, verse 6? And thus Eliezer was brought to the home of Rebekah. Our second thought: Eliezer glorifying his master and son. Then after the animals were fed, we read in Proverbs 12, verse 10, that the righteous man careth for the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked, they are cruel. And then there was a meal prepared. And in Oriental lands, we have different examples when special messengers have come with a special message, that usually first the meal was placed before them, and at the conclusion of the meal, then those messengers or the messenger, then he would relay that message. Think of Genesis 18, when those three men, those two angels and the Lord, when they have come with that special message, then Abram is first placed that meal before them. We read the same in the book of Esther, when an Esther has requested that there may be a banquet with the king and with Haman. Then they have first eaten, and then the king is asked, what was the request of Esther? It is true, in the making of covenants, when there has come division, we have heard it also in the life of Abram with Abimelech, when there was division, then first that covenant would be spoken of, the difference would be taken out of the way, and then as a sign of peace, and then a meal would be placed, there would be partaken of, to ratify that agreement. And now Eliezer, he has come to the house of Laban, and then they have asked him to eat. But then Eliezer, then he was first given to declare that he had a special errand. And then he has begun, and boys and girls, who do you now think that has listened the best and most closely to that message of Eliezer? Oh, to be sure, they have all listened well, but there was none among them that has listened as well as Rebecca. Congregation, have we now ever become Rebecca, and that we were given to hear the voice of the living God in the house of God? And that there have been times that we were given to believe that it was a special message for me on account of the circumstances, that the circumstances were explained, but also that such a Rebecca, that they may receive a further instruction. And now Eliezer, how has he now begun his message? Oh, what a beautiful type in the way, the manner that the Lord works in the heart of a sinner. Then Eliezer, he has begun, and he said, I am Abram's a servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. And he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Thus then first Eliezer was given to speak of Father Abram. And now when the Spirit works in the heart of a sinner, then the Spirit is given to declare who the Lord is, and especially in the way of his providence, because we read specifically that Eliezer is given to declare the riches of Abram. And when the Lord works in our heart, then we receive profound impressions of whom the Lord is, and also concerning his providential dealings, that the Lord is the possessor of the heavens and of the earth. Oh, then that people, then they become so dependent, and they are filled with such a holy jealousy. Of course, we have stated, the type is not perfect, because Rebecca does not have a debt. But now the Eliezer, the greater Eliezer, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then he teaches those true Rebeccas, oh, in beginning who the Lord is, that he reigneth over the heavens and the earth, that he is everything in his hand. Oh, the goodness of the Lord, that he grants so many gifts. But now in the life of grace, then the Spirit teaches that they have sinned so grievously against that good-doing and just God, then many tears are shed. But now concerning the message of Eliezer, then he has continued, because then we read, and Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, then you can understand that Rebecca has listened with such an attention that she has paid attention to each word that an Eliezer has spoken. Oh, she has heard with profound interest of the riches of Father Abram. But in Rebecca there was another need. We must stop in this afternoon, the Lord willing. Then the next time we may continue, with that choice of a Rebecca, when she was asked, "Wilt thou go with this man?" When she has said, "I will go." But then in this chapter, then those precious leadings are declared. Oh, then for Rebecca, with that desire she had for a husband, then how she must have caught that word that Sarah bare Abram a son in his old age. Then she has tried to figure it out how old perhaps Isaac was. Are there Rebeccas that understand it? Oh, those Rebeccas that have learned that they are not fair, that they are not a virgin, that they have such a heavenly high debt that are exercised therewith. Oh, those Rebeccas that have experienced wonderful things in the providence of the Lord, that they are given to be wonder, to weep those tears of bewonderment when they may receive tokens of the Lord's favor. But they are Rebecca's, that is the work of the greater Eliezer, to make room for the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in those hearts. And then, what a wonder it is when the gospel may be opened, when they may hear that there is a son. Because congregation, if the Lord was not triune, it would be eternally lost for us and our children. Oh, for Rebecca, when she has heard that Abram, that is Sarah, that a son was born, then our hope was revived. Oh, that that son may become her husband. Oh, it is true, she has received those precious gifts, and what a gifts those Rebeccas may receive. But when she has received those gifts, she did not know who they were from, because Eliezer has not been named. But now, in that message of Eliezer, then a Rebecca may hear whom those gifts have come from, and then those gifts have only become precious. Oh, for those Rebeccas, how far may we go with a Rebecca in the history of our chapter? Oh, when the Lord works by His Spirit, then we learn who the Lord is. Then we are burdened with our sin, and then the need is born. Oh, those Rebeccas learn with all their laboring that their debt only becomes greater, that their best works are polluted with sin. Then those Rebeccas are given to ask, "Lord, is there such a way that such a black Rebecca may be saved? Oh, to be restored into thy communion. Because, Lord, thou knowest all things, that I cannot miss thee." Oh, then those Rebeccas may tell the Lord, "Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee." But now those Rebeccas shall learn by the further instruction and uncovering of Eliezer that they need that greater Isaac, that their debt may be forgiven. The Lord add His blessing. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, when there may be those longing and desiring Rebeccas in our midst, O wilt thou instruct, and wilt thou encourage. And when it is all still a strange language, O Lord, may Eliezer come in this day and begin that good work in the hearts of young and old. O wilt thou grant further leadings in the life of grace. Lord, watch over us in the furtherance of this day. Grant traveling mercies. Bring us under the means of grace. Once more, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 125, the first four stanzas. O royal bride, give heed, and to my words attend, for Christ the King forsake the world and every former friend. And what follows, 125, the first four stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.